Hey everyone, welcome to a new episode of Stephen's Week, the weekly update on marketing and technology. Welcome in this new episode, everyone. Really big issues for Facebook with their Libra project, you know, the virtual currency that they want to launch. And you may remember that they had this big group of companies that supported it, and they created a new company that was like a consortium of companies to support Libra. Well, many of those big players are now leaving this group, and it's the financial players. It's companies like PayPal and MasterCard and Visa that are abandoning this project, which could kill the project. This is a major, major setback for the Libra project of Facebook. The award for the best PR campaign of the week goes to Fortnite. My youngest son announced it to me last week that he was afraid that something big would strike into his land and that he wouldn't be able anymore to play. And he was right, rockets and big rocks arrived on the Fortnite island, and then the Fortnite disappeared for 24 hours or something like this. And now chapter 2 is released, a new world with new heroes, new weapons, and everyone's excited about it. But the fact that they didn't just do the update, but that they left this black hole there for a few hours, almost for more than a day, is of course a big, big conversation starter. So pretty neat how they announced their next chapter. There was a study done by Oracle in China, and the results were really interesting. 80% of the Chinese citizens will trust a robot, a bot, more than that they will trust their human boss. This is of course related to the lack of trust in the Chinese society, but still it's really interesting to see that 88% will trust a machine more than a human. I wonder what that percentage would be in other countries, but it shows us how the Chinese look at each other and how much they trust, or how low their trust is in other humans. Google launched their Pixel 4 phone this week, and it has a really cool new user interface. It's some sort of a radar system that if you just swipe next to your phone or in front of your phone, it's getting activated. It's using face recognition to make sure that you're the right person. But you can snooze your alarm, for instance, by just waving over the phone. You don't have to hit the exact right button. So, you know, it's a small thing, but it once again shows how interfaces are moving to a zero effort and how it's moving from one click to zero clicks in terms of user interfaces. So everyone, this was my weekly update. I hope you enjoyed it. Please like the video, share it with your friends. Have a fantastic weekend, and I hope to see you again next week. Bye-bye.